We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Charlamagne, say the game, don't get utter shame, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, as Sharon, Donkey of the Day for Friday, April 28th is going to a young woman named Amelia Goldsmith. Amelia Goldsmith is a TikToker influencer. Those are the professional terms they use. After reading this story to me, she's just a clout chaser. And the worst kind of clout chaser, okay? The worst kind of clout chaser to me is the people who do those charitable acts on camera. Now, I know it's a couple ways to look at this. Some folks say, hey, since you see people doing all types of negative stuff on camera, it's good to see someone doing something positive, and maybe it will inspire other people to do positive things too. And then it's others who say, if the charity was really coming from your heart, you wouldn't film yourself doing it, especially in regards to giving to the less fortunate. By less fortunate, I mean the homeless or people who are in like real need. Like, it's bad enough that the person is already in the condition they in. Last thing they would want is a camera shoved in their face so you can personally make yourself look better. And that's exactly what Amelia Goldsmith did. See, Amelia decided she wanted to do a curated act of kindness. I gotta salute my good brother Raconia from Cleveland, who encourages random acts of kindness. I too encourage random acts of kindness, but the key word is random, okay? Just do something nice for someone for no reason at all. I live for that. But Amelia did a curated act of kindness because she decided to go to a random grocery store and pay for people's groceries. But this is how you know she wasn't doing it for anyone but herself, because she got upset that people wouldn't let her. Let's go live to Amelia's TikTok for the report, please.
Just want to cheer someone up. Midweek slump. Excuse me. This may be really random, but I'd love to pay for your food shop today. Just because I want to.
No.
Honestly, like, I do this thing where I want to do something nice. I'd just love to.
That's really
random.
That was stressful, guys. Felt really like in panic mode. I don't know why. I just felt like I was expecting someone to be. I don't know. I was expecting the first person to be like, you know, overjoyed and grateful and happy for me to pay for their shopping. But obviously that didn't go down well. He was kind of, he was a little bit like angry. I was a little bit like taken back. And then I'm gonna cry, to be honest. And then the second person, she just sort of looked at me like I was some absolute idiot, weirdo, just shouldn't say anything. But like, I'm just really overwhelmed right now. I don't know what's going on. Also, like, that was like a big challenge for me as well, because I just find like sort of social situations really quite hard. Just a lot of emotion.
Oh god.
Oh my god, like, I don't know what to do because nobody will let me play for the groceries. Like, girl, I just feel like some people just don't want a camera in their face. I do understand where she's coming from, yeah, but I think that she got that from seeing other people do it.
And that's right.
It would translate as well, but nah.
Nobody wanted her to do it because they knew she was doing it all for herself. And this is why some folks feel anonymous charity is the best way. And this is why, to me, this is the worst kind of clout chasing. If you wanted to pay for people's groceries, you just do it. Right. You don't go to the grocery store, go live and start recording. You ask people if they want their groceries paid. No, yeah. Just do it if you really want to do it. You know, when I've done this, when I've been in line behind someone and that person gets to the register and their card don't work, or they get to the register and realize what they got is out of their budget, so they about to put it back, I've intervened in those moments and said, nah, I got it for you. Yeah. But just standing there like a damn insane person with your live going, telling people you want to pay for their groceries, that's why that man asked you why. And that was the right question. Yeah. And the answer isn't because you just wanted to do a good deed. The why was you just wanted clout for your social media. Mm-hmm. Nothing was pure about your intentions. You did that for engagement. You did that for likes and views. And she got what she wanted because the video has over 800,000 views on TikTok. This story was reported in the New York Post. That's where I got it from. And now I'm talking about it on Breakfast Club. Damn, wow. Did she win?
Yeah. Well, she got more popular, and that was the goal. Mm-hmm. She got more popular from it. And like you just said, if you don't like something, don't give it attention. So we probably shouldn't have gave her more likes. But I think this, we got to put ourselves in these people's conditions. Like, who wants to be filmed on their worst day? I don't like taking photos without my wig. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I want to have hair, makeup. I want to look the best. I want filters. So we got to be more empathetic for these people who are in need in that moment and not take advantage of their low moment. So for we could get a high moment.
Yeah, I agree. She got what she wanted, which is attention. But I will turn it into a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. There is nothing better than lifting someone else up. When you give cheerfully and from the heart, people will accept that gracefully. But when you give simply because you are trying to get yourself attention via one of these social media apps, of course nobody is going to accept that. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's not pure. A gift is pure when it is given from the heart to the right person at the right time at the right place, and when we expect nothing in return. This is the most important part, when we expect nothing in return. You, Amelia, expected exactly what you got, which is attention on TikTok, and that is what I don't respect, because real generosity is doing something nice for someone who will never find out. Please give Amelia Goldsmith the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, now, Charlemagne.
Now, Kendra G, my darkness.
Yes.
She has a gift she wants to give us.
Yes.
That's from her heart. That's pure.
That is pure. That's from her. I was thinking that when you were doing all that, because first of all, I want to say that y'all know the history. You know, I'm a radio veteran for 24 years. Charlemagne and I have both been fired. How many? Four times in the past?
Four times.
Yes. Yep. And Envy and I went to college together, Hampshire University. So I wanted to give y'all a gift for being radio rock stars. Like, y'all have taken the radio situation to a whole nother level. And I just want to show y'all how much I love y'all.
Thank you. What we got?
And give y'all the best gift ever.
She's bringing gifts,
it's actually a photo of myself. It's a photo of myself that we're going to put in the studio. And it says, congratulations on all your success, Charlemagne and DJ Envy. Now you will always have the best with you in the studio. You're welcome. And
is that the same outfit that you got on today?
Just the same outfit. same ponytail, same everything. So I'm going to be, because they didn't have me on the wall, Jess. I looked you at the wall. Yeah. I'm not on the wall. So I brought my own damn picture.
I love that.
And you're going to put it on the wall. Matter of fact, I got you two. I got one in a black shirt and a white shirt, okay? Black or white, like Michael Jackson.
Kendra, did you not just listen to Donkey of the Day?
Yeah. So she going to get it. She going to get it tomorrow.
Did you just not listen to Donkey of the Day?
You can put it right there at that mic right there.
Put it right there at that mic right there.
All right. When we come back. Now, this is serious. Now, first of all, we got to say shout out to BET. Man. Enjoy. We'll see you guys on Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody else, now, if you have kids in the car, this is the first time I'm going to tell you that maybe you might want to turn it down just a little bit.
You know why? Because it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky Friday.
And Suki Hana is joining us this morning. Now, if Lord you don't know mercy. Who Suki Hana is, she's from Love and Hip Hop. She's a porn star too, right? She got a porn out or something?
No, my God. She already got me caught up calling somebody a crackhead. I'm not about to say this lady is no damn
prostitute. She doesn't mind sharing her sexual experience with the world. That's a better
Sukiana
way to say it.
Sukiana is just Sukiana.
And when she's having sex in the past, it was with her men. So I don't think she's a porn star.
And do y'all know that she made a debut on Jerry Springer? God rest his soul. Do y'all know that Sukiana was on Jerry Springer? Her first performance.
That makes sense.
Jerry
when
Springer.
I just Googled Suki Hana sex, Pornhub popped up.
Well, look, we didn't see it. We don't know nothing about it.
Is it porn when it's your man?
I can't show you because y'all go to Human Resources, I get fired. But if y'all Google it, y'all see it on your own. But we're going to talk to her when we come back. Suki Hana and Jess Hilarious. We taped this yesterday. So Jess Hilarious did what she did, and me and Charlamagne fell back.
You know what? All right. Thank you.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.